tomorrow. Ladies, I know that quite a few of you have had babies. May have been an exciting time, an exciting experience for you. And I am happy for you. I mean that. But I know that some of you have some discomfort that follows the delivery of your precious baby. You find yourself experiencing night sweats. Well, I'm going to be talking about that Saturday. Night sweats after delivering your newborn and what you can do about those night sweats. We're also going to conclude our discussion of too much of anything, including work that you enjoy. We'll also, on Sunday, talk a bit about the church model that is outdated. I know that a lot of us are familiar with the need to change business models from time to time. Does there ever come a time for a need for a change in the church model? We'll hear about that this Sunday. If, for whatever the reason, you are not able to catch us live on 1550 AM The Voice, WTHB, be sure to connect with us at speakingwith.com. You can click on the link that is labeled Listen Online at your convenience. And you can catch the broadcast there at your convenience. And if you're using a smartphone, I just want to remind you that the site is now optimized for smartphone use. And so it is truly smartphone friendly, user friendly. I know for a while there, you could access it through your smartphone, but it was basically making everything look the way it does when you're looking at it on a PC or a Mac, laptop, desktop. And it just wasn't working. You could get where you wanted to go, but it was difficult. Not difficult anymore. We have optimized it for smartphone use so that it is truly online listening at your convenience. All right. Here we go. I'm talking about respecting ourselves. And of course, one of the ways that we are approaching that is by talking about some of the various ways that we can disrespect ourselves. Now, after we have looked at a few of these ways, I want you to come up with some of your own ways. You may have already been thinking about some that we haven't mentioned already. For example, slandering someone, and you're doing everything in your power to get the persons that you're talking to dishonor, to look down on the person you're slandering. What are you saying about your character when you do that? How about the people who present themselves as being honorable people, but they do all kinds of things to harm innocent people? Mess with their automobiles in various ways, using computers and trying to get devices in place to intrude on their privacy, to cause problems with the automobile, and for no reason, without having been provoked by that person whatsoever. And then they pretend to be friends to that person, pretend that they love that person. When you truly love someone, you will not do things like that to them. You won't even consider it. And they present themselves as honorable, loving people, knowing deep down inside that they are being hypocritical, that they are being dishonest, that they are being deceitful. They are demonstrating that they don't respect themselves as they should. They are not honoring themselves as they should. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to encourage you. Truly honor yourselves. Truly respect yourselves. Don't just talk a good game. Be for real. Honor yourselves. Care enough about yourselves that you begin to crawl out of the dark network of evil activities, that you begin to do your part to change yourself while you rely on our Creator to make the changes that only He can make. Truly respect yourself. I really believe that when you put away all hypocrisy, all pretending, all play acting, and get real, line yourselves up with the way our Creator intends for us to live, you'll actually enjoy life more in general. You'll enjoy yourself more in particular, all because you begin to truly honor and respect yourself. And then think about the great example you're setting for other people who are being influenced by you. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to encourage you, truly respect yourselves.